What is hope really? I think it's easy for us to understand if we look at how we feel if we are feeling hopeless. Being hopeless is really just when you're at the end and there's no point to living. There's no reason for living. Nothing brings you joy. What's the purpose of life? So that is the opposite of being filled with hope. Personally, I want to be filled with hope. I don't want to be in that dark place where those fearful thoughts come into my mind and into my heart, where I don't see the point in anything. So I choose hope, and my hope rests in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've just been reading in Romans this morning about suffering. In chapter 5, it speaks about suffering that produces perseverance. And perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. Now, what does that really mean? I think for us, sometimes we need to be brought to our knees in a place of hopelessness and despair and suffering before we actually see who Christ is and before we see that there is something exists beyond what is seen in this life that will come to an end. Everything is going to pass away. The flower falls, people get sick, we pass on. This life will come to an end. And the sooner we realize that, the better. So we don't cling to the things that are fading away, and we cling to Christ and our hope in eternity. So sadly, sometimes we have to get to that place of suffering before we can realize what hope really, really means. And so I'm just going to read from Romans chapter 5. So after I've said before, suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. So there's just more and more blessing when you come close to the Lord. It's just amazing. He just gives it all to us, freely given. Not only has he given us a hope for the future, he's given us the Holy Spirit as well to guide us. We're never, ever alone, friends. So if you're in that dark place, you actually have more hope than you ever had before. So look for Jesus. Look for the things that are actually unseen. Search the scriptures. Maybe you haven't found him yet. Speak to a Christian. There will be a Christian somewhere in your circle of friends, in your family. I can guarantee you God has placed somebody there who is praying for you, who cares for you. So reach out to that person. If you don't understand what this means, ask somebody what it means. Ask Jesus himself. Get on your knees. Call out, and he will answer you. And just listen to that quiet, still voice that he speaks to us in. It's not a big shout. It's not an acclamation. Sometimes people receive wondrous supernatural things, but that's not the norm. So just listen and hear. Listen to the Lord knocking on your door. Listen in your heart. Listen to what those wise people around you are actually saying, and receive the hope that is in Christ, that eternal hope. And some of us, a lot of people out there, have a lot more money and they're more stable. And the scripture says that it's easier for a camel to pass through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to inherit the kingdom. So be cautious, friends. If you are very safe and secure in your world, there's nothing wrong with money. But just be cautious that you're not trusting in those good things, and things are going well in your life and you have enough security, because if you put your hope in that, it will eventually pass away. We need to put our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. I just hope that has given you a bit of encouragement and just to put our perspective right in the eyes of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we have this hope. We cannot live without you in this life, and definitely not in the life to come. We praise you and we honor your name. Lord, just show us in our lives where we can change and cling to you and see suffering as a way of pointing us to you and to what you've done for us. You suffered first for us. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Please change us in a way that will honor your name. In Jesus' name, amen.